Time for another edition of the Community Spotlight on LanarkLeadsToday.ca and 88.1 MyFM. I'm Bob Perreault and very pleased to be joined by Dr. Lena Lee, the Medical Officer of Health at the Leeds Grenville and Lanark District Health Unit. Hello, Dr. Lee.
Hello, hello.
And also joining us for the first time, an outreach public health nurse, Allison Powers. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Well, let's get right into it. National Addictions Awareness Week is coming up. Well, actually, it's November 24th through the 30th right now. And the theme this year is forging connections. Dr. Lee, to start with, what addictive substances are we talking about here? And what are the health effects of addiction?
Yeah, so just in general, addictive substances are things that cause addiction. So in our region, the substances we most frequently seen and are working from a public health perspective on are alcohol, probably the most commonly used addictive substance in our region, as well as nicotine, so either smoking or vaping or alternative delivery methods for nicotine, cannabis, and then opioids and other substances such as benzodiazepines, methamphetamines, and others. So not everyone who uses these substances will become addicted, and addiction does have a number of components. So all of these substances affect our brain chemistry. That's the foundation of how addiction ends up happening. And these substances affect the brain's ability to feel pleasure, reward, emotions, just sort of the function of the brain. And stopping the use of these substances can often cause physical effects that are extremely uncomfortable or even dangerous to health. People who use these substances may be using them to cope with mental illness, social isolation, problems with their lives, or even simple things like boredom or experimentation, especially among teens. Some of these substances may directly lead to behaviors that harm the person or the people around them. So, for example, being drunk increases the risk of violence and injuries. And then sometimes needing to pay for these substances can lead to behaviors that are harmful in other ways, such as using money to buy the addictive substance instead of food, and many other health effects, as well as effects on people's lives. So for many of these substances, I wanted to make the distinction between the addiction itself versus the health problems that the substances cause. So oftentimes it's not the addiction itself that's the problem or an illness. It's actually the addictive substance that causes the health problems that we're concerned about in sort of the healthcare field, in public health as well. So for example, nicotine in tobacco is highly addictive, but it's the risk of lung and heart disease and cancer that are the concern for tobacco. Nicotine itself has physiological effects on the body as well, but it's the effects on health of other things in tobacco that are of greatest concern from a health perspective. And the addiction itself may or may not be a problem for the person. Another really good example is coffee. So that's addictive as well. It's not generally considered a health problem to be addicted to coffee because the health harms of caffeine, though they do exist, are not widespread. So the distinction between addiction and the health issues, I think, is important to highlight.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Now, what work does the health unit do relating to addictions, Dr. Lee?
Yeah, so given what I was talking about, you might imagine that dealing with addictive substances actually takes a lot of strategy. So that includes prevention, so preventing people from using the substances or becoming addicted in the first place. Harm reduction, so that would be for people who are using these substances, reducing the health harms related to the use. So, for example, switching from smoking cannabis to edibles. Treatment, so using the full spectrum of treatment options is important to help people reduce their use or stop altogether. And enforcement, so ensuring that legal substances are following requirements under their legislation, and then also reducing the presence of unregulated or sometimes called illegal substances in our communities as well. You might also imagine that all of this takes a whole of society approach. So it's not a health problem, it's not a public health problem solely. It's really all of the parts of our communities and our societies. So the Healthy Knit certainly works with a lot of local partners in these four strategies that I just talked about. So municipalities, so for example, alcohol bylaws or alcoholic community events, community organizations and institutions, so schools, police, fire departments, libraries, shelters, food banks, John Howard Society and other community organizations, youth groups, etc. The healthcare sector. So oftentimes we think of clinics, doctors, hospitals, but also EMS and paramedicine, pharmacies as well, addictions and mental health treatment, as well as mental health agencies and vendors. So for example, the Healthy Knit inspects places that sell alcohol and vaping products. So lots of different partners that are local. And that's really critical to building community and individual capacity to respond to addictions. And in a lot of our focus for addictions more recently has been on unregulated or quote street drugs across Canada. And for us locally, the substance that is most frequently seen is or and of concern is opioids such as fentanyl. And initiating and supporting outreach with the local community groups that I was just talking about is one of the ways that the Healthy Knit works in our communities. We see clients one-on-one. We provide education and referral. We also help with other health services that either the Healthy Knit provides, so like vaccines and dental and tobacco cessation, and as well as connecting with other healthcare providers and community organizations for people's services needs.
Allison, can you describe your role in outreach?
Yeah, so our outreach program really allows me to meet clients where they are in the community. This gives me an opportunity to meet with clients one-on-one and provide education, harm reduction supplies, and referrals to community agencies and mental health supports. I can also help with other health services, like Lena mentioned, for clients that need immunizations, accessing dental programs, and tobacco cessations like nicotine replacement therapy or access to our tobacco educator. Food insecurity is also an issue for many of my clients, so I can help connect them with local food banks or help them obtain ODSP or other social services.
So, what do you see, Allison, as the most important thing when you're working with clients who use substances?
I think changing our language around addictions is really important. When clients know that I'm not judging them, it helps them feel at ease and allows them to trust me so that I can help them. An example of stigmatizing language is using statements such as a drug user or a drug addict. And a more respectful language would be saying people who use substances or people with a substance use disorder. Sometimes an intake process or even the interaction with an agency can trigger a client and impede their ability to ask for help. So I work closely with clients to help navigate community and social services.
Dr. Lee, how can people get more information about harm reduction programs with the Health Unit?
Yeah, so I think people will be unsurprised to hear that we have information on our website, so healthyknit.org. And I'll also highlight that there's many other organizations that provide services and support for addictions, and mental health and mental illness and many of the other things that Allison was talking about. And so going to organizations where you already have connections or know about the services that they provide, it's certainly also a starting point as well. So lots of community partners. And then of course, as always, you can connect with us by phone or on social media, lots of ways. And the last thing that I'll highlight is our website at healthyknit.org does actually have a section on drug use and harm reduction. And one of the things that we talk about or also link to is conversations with youth about drug use and resources for parents, which is housed in our parenting and sort of youth childhood development sections. And we have resources and staff who support that as well. So lots of options for people who want to know more.
Always there to lend a helping hand, indeed. So I want to thank both of you for being with us today. Allison Powers, thank you. You did a great job with your first chat with us. We really appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
And of course, she is an outreach public health nurse. And Dr. Lena Lee, Medical Officer of Health with the Leeds Grenville and Lanark District Health Unit. Always a pleasure, Doctor.
Absolutely.